Bulldog CEO Amit Bain's not far away, but Daniel Bredig's been good enough to join us, the Age chief cricket writer. We took a lot of calls, read out a lot of texts in the opening hour of the program. The Twitter poll, by the way, that we put up, if the test can't be played in Perth, where should it be played, MCG, Tasmania or other? Well, the MCG ended up getting the most votes, over 600 votes all up. Melbourne, 47%, Hobart, 45%, other, 8%. Daniel Bredig is the one who broke the story, and he's been good enough to give us a couple of minutes of his time walking here. Daniel, great to have you on.
Great to be here, Dwayne. Beautiful day in Melbourne as well.
It always is. If you had to put a percentage on it right now, what percentage would you put on Perth being able to host it?
Well, if the CEO of WA Cricket is only saying 50-50, I'd say it's probably closer to a 30% chance if we balanced it all out. Given the complexity of all of the conditions required to get players and officials into Perth, never mind all the broadcasting staff, all of the other many casts of thousands that are required for an Ashes test match, I think it looks increasingly long odds. And I think as each day goes past without kind of a clear indicator from the WA government about opening their borders, I think it gets a harder sell even then.
So who would be the favourite, and what would Cricket Australia have as their main considerations as to where they place it?
Well, there's probably two main ones. One is obviously a traditional kind of sense of equity in terms of how you share test matches around the country. Cricket Australia being a federal body that's comprised of six state associations, all of them very eager to get their pound of flesh as far as cricket content is concerned. So that's the number one, I think, priority. And that's no doubt why Tasmania and Tasmania Cricket are still looking at this in a very bullish way in terms of, well, if one of the other states fall over, well, we should be given the opportunity. But the second one, and this is obviously a very important one in a time of COVID, a global pandemic, but also, issues in terms of balance sheets for sports around the world, it's revenue. How much revenue can a given event raise in terms of hosting an Ashes test match? And as you well know, Dwayne, from footy in the last couple of years, that was clearly a big consideration for where the AFL Grand Final was going to go. You know, how much revenue could the AFL gain from being in Brisbane, having a full crowd, or in the case this year, being in Perth, having a full crowd? And if you were to weigh up the venues purely on that basis, you'd probably have Melbourne at the top of the tree, closely followed by Sydney, and Hobart would be a long way down the list.
So we've got you on the line now. You're probably waiting for your phone to ring and tell you whether it's Kerry or Inglis. Are you expecting that in the next couple of hours?
I think they have to be getting close, just on the basis that George Bailey's selection chair has made it pretty clear that he doesn't want players sitting on tenterhooks too long and burning up their mental resources, not knowing if they're going to play in a test match or not. My expectation is that in a pretty tight call, they'd have to go with Alex Carey just on the fact that he's played a lot more cricket lately. And they already have an issue where they have a lot of guys who've played in the T20 World Cup in the UAE, so they haven't played much red ball cricket at all in quite a long time. They can obviously train a fair bit at the moment in their camp in Queensland, but actual match time they don't have. So that means that the guys who have played Sheffield Shield cricket, red ball cricket, ahead of this series, are in a pretty advantageous position. And I'm not just talking about Alex Carey there, but, you know, guys like Nathan Lyon has obviously played, Usman Khawaja, Travis Head, they've obviously played. So I think that puts Alex Carey a little bit ahead of Josh Inglis, even though Inglis is extremely highly regarded as a very skillful operator.
And on that score, does it mean that England's going to be underdone?
Well, they're going to be underdone, certainly in terms of Australia and Australian conditions, but they're not going to be underdone in the sense of Test cricket. Australia haven't played a Test match since January. Yeah. England have played 11 in that time. So they have a little bit more Test match grooving, I suppose you'd say, in terms of how they're going to do it, albeit in very different conditions. So you could say they're underdone in one sense, but not underdone in another.
Great to have you, Daniel. Congratulations on breaking that story, and we'll be waiting to see if you break the story later on today about who gets the keeper position and where we're going to end up with that test. Maybe if Perth can't host it, you can read Dan's work in The Age or at theage.com.au. I forgot, you can still buy it at the shop. Yeah, you can buy The Age and see it actually in a print version and hold it in your hands, but you can also log on to theage.com.au. We'll talk to you soon, Dan. Thanks for your time.
Thanks a lot, Dwayne.
Daniel Bredig joining us